Describe an ambition you haven't yet achieved.
Is it important for children to have ambitions? Yes, I think it's important for children to have ambitions. They don't need to know every detail of what they want to do with their lives, but it's good for them to have some sense of direction. They should have a goal that they can work towards. It helps keep them motivated through everyday life. Plus, it gives them a sense of achievement when they accomplish their goals. Are all ambitions good in life? No, I don't think all ambitions are good in life. Sometimes, ambitions can be too self-centered or self-serving. For example, some people only want to get rich. They don't care about what it takes or who they might hurt in their pursuit of wealth. I think those kinds of goals are too vain and they don't lead to any good. So there are definitely some ambitions that I would consider toxic. What are the important qualities to achieve our ambitions? I suppose that in order to achieve your ambitions, you need to be hardworking and patient. It's not enough to know what you want to do. You need to make a realistic plan and dedicate yourself to following it, no matter how hard it might get. You have to be willing to put your best effort into making your dreams come true. Besides, you have to be persistent, even if it takes a few tries. Most of the time, you can't make it in one shot. If you don't have the grit, you might quit before you make it. What ambitions do children usually have? Children usually have big ambitions about what their future will look like. Adults like to ask children, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" Children always have really exciting answers like astronaut, inventor, celebrity, or famous athlete. And basically all of those dreams have to do with someone they look up to. Children also may have ambitions about their personal lives, like when they will get married and have their own families. It's funny to hear kids say that, but I actually think it's a reflection of different kids' personalities and backgrounds. Why are some people very ambitious in their work? Some people are very ambitious at work because they want to get promoted to a higher level in their job. They might start out as an intern or an assistant, but they have ambitions of eventually becoming a manager or CEO. Some people become more ambitious due to deep-seated insecurity. They constantly feel like they have to be better than others, especially when they are in a competitive environment. The stress of being washed out or left behind drives them to improve themselves. It's really normal in China because the society we live in right now is way more competitive than it was in the past. Why don't some people have dreams? Some people don't have dreams because they're not quite sure what they want to do yet with their lives. They might have a simple life or always stay in their comfort zone, so they haven't had the chance to see the world and find out what they're passionate about. But there are also some people who don't have the nerve to dream something big because they are afraid of how much time and effort they'll have to put into pursuing the dream. For example, a lot of people love reading or listening to music, but they don't dream of being professional writers or musicians. How do people balance work and life? It can be hard to balance work and life, but it is very important to do so in order to avoid exhaustion and burnout. There are many different strategies to avoid burnout. One strategy is to ensure that your work life and your home life are physically separated, either by going into work or, if you work from home, having a separate area of your home for work. It makes it easier to devote more time to your family. Another strategy is to set boundaries with your work, such as by refusing to work past your contracted hours.